Central Maine Power Company and Hydro-Québec are offering a benefit package worth hundreds of millions of dollars to win support of their controversial plan to build a transmission line through western Maine's forests. Fred Bever has our story.
CMP wants to upgrade existing transmission lines and build a new line through 50 miles of Maine's western forests to bring electricity from Hydro-Québec's dam systems to customers in Massachusetts. The $1 billion project has drawn fire from many, but not all, environmental groups, while winning support from some industrial electricity users, as well as unions and the State Chamber of Commerce. Now, CMP and Hydro-Québec are trying to win over more. It floated the offer yesterday to a group of parties in a permit case before the State Public Utilities Commission. Confidential documents from that meeting were shared with Maine Public Radio and other media outlets. The proposal includes a variety of perks aimed at winning over environmental groups. Those include $15 million to subsidize residential heat pump purchases and $15 million for an electric vehicle charging station network and consumer rebates for EV purchases. Another $2.5 million would fund planning studies on decarbonization, meaning reducing carbon dioxide emissions from Maine. One Maine-based regional environmental group, the Acadia Center, now says it can support the project's permit application to the Utilities Commission. Deborah Donovan, a policy analyst at the center, would not talk about the proposal's details, but broadly speaking, she says,
we do advocate for rapid decarbonization using tools like electrifying the transportation and the building heating sector. So to the extent that there's provisions in the settlement that would move those along, then that would be consistent with our priorities for Maine in terms of improving the electric system.
Donovan says Acadia still may not support the project in related permit proceedings that focus more closely on environmental questions. CMP has also proposed spending $200 million to upgrade transmission interconnections to improve access to the grid by renewable energy generators in Maine, such as wind, biomass, or solar. Jeremy Payne, executive director of the Maine Renewable Energy Association, says he is wary of the overall proposal. He also declined to speak to details, saying many of them are still not fleshed out.
And it's a little difficult to assess whether they're bringing this forward because they understand how vulnerable they are and that they may be at a tipping point, if this is because of the change in administration or change in the general attitudes of the general public or the host communities. It's a little difficult to figure it out, but clearly they have seen some signal that has caused them to panic.
A CMP spokesman says the company will not comment, citing confidentiality requirements for the negotiations. And the Conservation Law Foundation, which is cited in the documents as the potential co-manager of the $15 million electric vehicle fund, also declined comment. One environmental group, though, is showing no signs of throwing support to the project. Dylan Voorhees, clean energy director for the Natural Resources Council of Maine, says while it's too early to weigh in definitively,
I would say that there are an awful lot of issues that are unresolved and would be unresolved that are important for this project for our members and don't address the fundamental concern that we have with the project, which is it doesn't have a climate benefit because it's not actually new generation of renewable energy, and it has enormous impacts on the landscape across Somerset and Franklin County from wildlife to recreation.
Barry Hobbins, the state's public advocate, meanwhile, declined comment, but Hobbins made the original demand that CMP provide at least $50 million in rate assistance for low-income customers in Maine. The documents show that CMP's new offer would add another $140 million to that to reduce rates for all Maine customers. One intervener estimates that would reduce rates by about 0.3 cents per kilowatt hour. That would save the average electricity consumer in Maine about $1.50 a month. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.